but I think they're a reality that we talk about. Given that we have more review that we're going to have to do on individual awards that come through, project timeline may be extended. Now that's on the front end. It's on the time that you would usually take to put your bid out, get the submission, analyze it, and then move to contract award. And one may believe, and it's have to be proved up, and quite frankly, in the environment we're on with the state, all of our vendors are being asked to do more. All of our vendors are asked to do additional work, additional documentation. So this really is construction costs, meaning the bids themselves may be higher than what they would be in the past due to additional overhead requirements. We will provide activity reports as stated in the resolution on a quarterly and fiscal year basis. The report will provide both a qualitative and quantitative analysis of what the contract award activity has been. And over time, our experience will enable us to create a very robust database that will allow us to be very strategic in how we apply the goals or additional expectation of goals on our contracts. And then, as we've talked about before, if we start to achieve these goals on a normal basis, then the question comes back to the board, and we have a discussion then about, do you want to raise them? So I want to be very clear about one thing, and I have to be honest about this. If the expectation of the board is that we set these goals, and if we do not meet them, we're failing, that's not what this is about. That's not the reality. The reality is these goals are out there to stretch us to change and move. So what we need to report to you is, are we making progress? Are we moving the bar as we move through this? Are we seeing a different environment from the contractors and a recognition that capacity, which takes time, is being built, and that the opportunity for MAPP firms is becoming more open than what has in the past? Some of that's on us, outreach, working together with community organizations, associations, making sure that we understand the potential that's out there, not just focusing on contractors, because there's a limited number. You also remember we can achieve these through suppliers and materials, so we've got to work both angles on that. But what I submit to the board is this allows and gives a clear, concrete expectation to us to move forward on this. And I believe that the policies and procedures that we will set through will enable us to do that, and we will be forthright and honest about what our experience has been. And where we fail, then we'll talk about that too, but where we succeed, you'll also be informed of that as well.
Mike, this is a lofty presentation. You indicated one part of my question was that it's going to be difficult to change the perspective of the people out there and how we do business. Can you give me one example of how we might approach this so that we can get some positive results in a short time, since on both sides there have been clamor about our recognition of all the people.
Right.
So what's the first strategy that you planning on using?
The first strategy, Trustee, is that we put into place the policies and procedures that we've developed and practices them. And what understand, the key point here is that if a low bidder comes in and does not provide the required good faith documentation, then that bid can be rejected. When we do that, it's been done at CDB, when we do that, it changes the ball game on contractors, because they know that we're serious about that. That our expectation is, if you are not able to meet our goal, you've done everything you can to try to meet that, and you document what you did. And we have that to me is the biggest change of what we've got to put in. It's a process change that changes the culture of how we operate, right? But also then flows through the contractors to say, University of Illinois is serious about what they're talking about.
But I thought we had been doing some of that, where we have our contractors have to have, they had to have had so many minorities, but when they got the bid, then they didn't hire them. We had never required any standards.
We never had the ability, we had never had the ability to actually have it. We did not have the process to where we could have made that a distinguishing factor to not accept the low bid.
So they're going to get it in writing ahead of time, so they'll know.
They have the good faith effort documentation is a multitude of things that we review when the bid comes in. So the bid comes in, they tell us what they're going to do with minority and female subcontractors. They're required to do that on the form. They then cannot change that. If they said X firm had X amount of money and that was 8% of the contract award, they cannot change that. They cannot cure that once they've set that. If they don't make the overall goal in the award, they'll check change or waiver, and then they'll have 7 days after the bid has come in to get us documentation that proves that that was what they were able to get through good faith effort. There's multiple criterias of that, and we'll share with the board the policy that you'll see how those things will be assessed. It'll be very upfront with the contractors. It goes out in the bid documentation for them to submit. They'll understand what the rules of the game are when in dealing with us on construction.
Go ahead, please, Tim. Is MAFB federal or state legislation?
It's state, but that's the state legislation.
And in the legislation, how is minority defined?
Well, that's a good question. So a minority person, this is from the statute, minority person shall mean a person who is a citizen or lawful permanent resident of the United States and who is, and there's four categories, African American, a person having origins in any of the black racial groups in Africa, Hispanic, a person of Spanish or Portuguese culture with origins in Mexico, South or Central America, or the Caribbean Islands, regardless of race, Asian American, a person having origins in any of the original peoples of the Far East, Southeast Asia, the Indian subcontinent, or the Pacific Islands, or Native American or Alaskan Native, a person having origins in any of the original peoples of North America, and then a female is a person of the female gender.
I can figure that one out.
No, I didn't want to not be complete.
Strict construction.
Thanks, Mike.
That's fine.
Mike, I just wanted to compliment you. Sorry, I didn't see you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to compliment you. I think you've demonstrated great competence in so many areas at the university, and you've brought that competence and thoughtfulness to this task as well. And just let you know that, these are our goals, and, if we don't achieve them, we don't see that as failure on your part or your team's. We are all on the same team. It would be our collective failure, and we'd work together to find a solution when we see the trend. So we thank you. Lawrence?
Yeah, I just wanted a little more illumination on the notion of reserving the discretion to adjust the goals. How do you envision that playing out? Would that be an after-the-fact adjustment after looking at all the bids that come in, or would that be predetermined?
The goals have to be set on the solicitation.
Right.
So it would be predetermined by determination before we put the project specs out.
Okay.
Now, I will say to you that as we roll out, we'll probably, because we have to create data, and we have to create experience. So we're starting from scratch on that in terms of this process. So we'll probably stick mostly to base goals as we roll out. But if we have certain work out there, in Chicago or whatever, or it's the type of work that's in one division of award division, one division of work that has a capacity that we're already aware of through the sources that we have, it might be worthwhile to bust that a little higher. And so we will do that, we'll make that determination, and then we'll move that through the submittals and the bid package that is sent out. So to be clear to the contractor, we're not going to change it after the fact. They come in and they submit based on the goals that we put.